This is Roots Rock Radio, episode 177, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to Roots Rock Radio, bringing you the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com. This is episode 177. So just how have you all been? Springtime has arrived a month early in February on the east coast of the good old USA. It's been in the 60s and even the 70s, weather we normally expect in March around here. I enjoy finding independent roots rock artists and playing them on Roots Rock Radio. The music inspires each show. Starting in March, we begin our 13th year. 13 years of providing the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. Over the last 13 years, we provided well over 1 million downloads. So how do you get your music played on Roots Rock Radio? Well, if you're in a roots rock band, send me your CD or download links to your music for consideration to be on Roots Rock Radio. Just sending me a link to a website does not work. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 346, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. You can find the contact and mailing address at rrradio.com on the main page. And of course, when you get the chance, join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio, all one word. You can also find us on Twitter, at Roots Rock Radio. And of course, in iTunes, do a search in the podcast section for Roots Rock Radio. So Mick Jagger has been asked over and over if and when he'll release a memoir, and he's always answered the same way, never. Publisher-author John Blake says Jagger has already written his memoir. The popular, often repeated version of events is that Mick approached Bill Wyman, the Rolling Stones bassist and self-appointed archivist, to help him with research. He told Mick he wouldn't do it because he's going to write his own book. Blake says, I thought that was the end of the story until 3 years ago when a mutual friend handed me a pristine typescript Mick had written. I was dumbfounded. This was the rock and roll equivalent of the Dead Sea Scrolls. According to The Guardian, Stone's manager Joy Smith said in a statement that, John Blake writes to me from time to time seeking permission to publish this manuscript. The answer is always the same. He cannot because it isn't his and he accepts this. Regardless of this, I hope Jagger at some point does pen his own memoirs. I'm sure they're going to be interesting. So for the most part, Roots Rock Radio is family-friendly and work-safe, but once in a while there might be a song that has lyrics that slip through that might not be, so just be aware. First up on this episode of Roots Rock Radio, The Yehoos. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
I'm on a lucky streak. That's mine or mine. Gonna write me off, baby. That beach is fine. You bit my face. Oh, but it never got lost. There's a line there, baby, and it don't get crossed. I'll never, never, I'll never give an inch. Never, never. Oh, I'll never.
I'm giving back your heart. I'm sorry I can't keep it. I guess I'll have to start to break our love into pieces. People tell me that I've lost my mind. I've been a fool time after time. They wonder how I could be so blind. I guess I thought that everything was fine. So now I got a feeling deep inside. It's something that I can no longer hide. I'm giving back your heart. I'm sorry I can't keep it. I guess I'll have to start to break our love into pieces. I'm giving back your heart. There's no more passion, there's no more fire. When I woke up, you were somewhere else. So now I got a feeling deep inside. It's something that I can no longer hide. I'm giving back your heart. I'm sorry I can't keep it. I guess I'll have. Finest gift that I ever had. Now I know we'll never be together. That's why I feel so blue and sad. Now I got a feeling deep inside. It's something that I can no longer hide. I'm giving back your heart. I'm sorry I can't keep. I'll have to stop to break our love into pieces. I'm giving back your heart, my love. I'm giving back your heart, my love.
song, singing, axe slinging, fool, I go at it alone. Though I ain't getting rich, I can't bitch, and the battle's been won. I'm still having fun. I'm a washed up, out of touch, over the hill, troubadour. Outdated, underrated, star fading, still wanting more. A hellbound whiskey hound, ain't afraid to play the clown, still kicking down doors. A washed up, out of touch, over the hill, troubadour. If I had a dime for the times I've been bought and sold, down these highways playing redneck hippie rock and soul. I cash in, pay for my sins, and sail away on my yacht. But then again, maybe not. I'm a washed up, out of touch, over the hill, troubadour. Outdated, underrated, star fading, still wanting more. A hellbound whiskey hound, ain't afraid to play the clown, still kicking down doors. A washed up, out of touch, over the hill, troubadour. I spent a lifetime tempting fate. I've outlived my expiration date. I hope they're grating on a curve if I see them pearly gates. I paid a price for my vice and the things that I've done. All the failed bands and one night stands all seem to fade in the war. Just trying to survive in the thriving these pubs and dives. But I'm still alive. Washed up, out of touch, over the hill, troubadour. Outdated, underrated, star fading, still wanting more. A hellbound whiskey hound, ain't afraid to play the clown, still kicking down doors. Washed up, out of touch, over the hill.
We just heard Bob Cushing. We heard his song, Troubadour Song. Before that, we heard from Patty Hearst Shifter. We heard their tune, Shine. Before that, we heard from the Turnpikes, Giving Back Your Heart. And opening this episode of Roots Rock Radio, we heard from the Yehoos, Never Give an Inch. So George Harrison's autobiography, I, Me, Mine, has been republished. It was originally published by the specialist book publisher Genesis Publications in 1980. This new extended version of the book now spans the complete length of Harrison's career in music, told in his words and through 141 songs and handwritten lyric sheets faithfully reproduced in full color. Now stretching to 632 pages, it features lyrics to more than 50 songs not previously included, as well as new photographs and many unpublished until now. Speaking of George Harrison, in 1964, the Beatles worked on the final mixes for Can't Buy Me Love and You Can't Do That. The single was released the following month, and it topped the charts all over the world, as did most of the Beatles singles. You are listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Sunny side down, and I still thinking I'm too proud to flip her over.
to belong.
When the drugs kick in,
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 when the drugs kick in, coffee, fill up and gone. Turn down the sound, taking the scene. Just ride along, caught up in a dream. No second chance when lightning strikes. You gotta move on, or you're just wasting time. Exit side to Route 68. Leave the world on the interstate. All at once, it just came to me. A country blues in a minor key. No second chance when lightning strikes. You gotta write it down, or you're just wasting time. Just wasting time. Just wasting time.
Just heard Matt Douglas, Just Wasting Time. Before that, we heard from the Dellords, When the Drugs Kick In. Before that, from the Successful Failures, Houston, We Have a Drinking Problem. And opening this last set, the Drive-By Truckers, Gravity's Gone. In 1955, Billboard reported that for the first time since their introduction in 1949, 45 RPM singles were outselling the old standard 78s. In 1965, Jimmy Page released a solo single called She Just Satisfies in the UK. Page played all the instruments on it except for the drums and produced the track, as well as singing lead vocals. 1966, The Beatles' Rubber Soul was at number one on the US album chart, the group's seventh US album chart topper. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Not the driving rain that let our love go down the drain. It was not the howling wind that blew away the hopes I pinned. After in what we thought was safe and warm. We survived the rising tide, but there's no place that we could hide. Tossed, but that was not what we had lost. It's a way of marking time to fit the reason to the rhyme. After the hurricane, after the wind and rain, when we lost everything, after the
you be mine. put a ring on your finger, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be mine? Well, I want you to tell everybody that you'd be mine. Oh, we need no fancy wedding. Well, we need no wedding reception. All we need is to borrow a preacher.
Thank you.
We just heard Eric Athey, Light Inside Your Room. Before that, we heard from Grandson, Would You Be Mine? Before that, we heard from Maria McKee, People in the Way. And opening the set, we heard from BR549, After the Hurricane. In 2015, the childhood home of former Beatle Paul McCartney sold for £150,000, about $231,000, at an auction in Liverpool. McCartney moved into the house in Western Avenue, aged 4, with his parents, Jim and Mary, in 1947, and lived in the 3-bedroom house for 6 years. In 1966, These Boots Are Made for Walking, Nancy Sinatra's hit, went to number one on the U.S. singles chart. It was also a U.K. number one. If you get a chance, don't forget to join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. You can also find us on Twitter at RootsRockRadio and on the web at rrradio.com. Of course, in iTunes as well, in the podcast section. Just search for Roots Rock Radio. So there you have it, episode 177 of Roots Rock Radio. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.